You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Jane Kurtenbach reports the Japanese Prime Minister is facing challenges in connection with the apparent beheading of a Japanese journalist at the hands of Islamic State militants.
There's discussion in the Diet about how the problem was handled, and Mr. Abe is having to explain the reasoning for how his government is interacting with the Middle East and its foreign policy and how it is handling terrorism.
A video of the purported beheading was released by terrorists early Sunday. The wife of Kenji Goto says she's devastated but proud of her husband. She issued a statement requesting privacy for her family as they deal with their loss and thanked those who supported them throughout the ordeal. The Senate takes up a bill to lower the suicide rate among veterans. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
A bill aimed at reducing a suicide epidemic among military veterans appears headed to the president's desk. The Senate is expected to take up a bill today named for Clay Hunt, a 26-year-old veteran who killed himself in 2011. The House passed the measure last month. It would require the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs Department to submit to independent reviews of their suicide prevention programs and offer financial incentives to psychiatrists and other mental health professionals who go to work for the VA.
And on this date in 1887 in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the first Groundhog Day festival was celebrated. By the way, Punxsutawney Phil today predicted six more weeks of winter. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 27 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 40% chance of snow. They say a high of 35, but we've reached that already. Tonight, blustery with a low of 10. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 23. And Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low of 13. And you know what? I usually have some music to play, but because we got in here late, I don't have it. So we're going to start the show. This is the Medical Center Hour. My name is Richard G, and I'm here with Rachel Rando and Jackie Hale. And hello to both of you.
Well, hello back. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Get the mic a little closer to you. Thank you. So I can hear you. Why don't we start out by both of you. Now, Jackie, I know you've been around the hospital for a long time.
A long time.
But you know what? Surprisingly, and I guess it's not surprisingly, most of my guests have been at the hospital for a long time. I had somebody the other day that was there 6 years, and they seemed like nothing.
They were the newbies.
Yeah. Anyway, Rachel, why don't you start? Tell us what you do.
Sure. I'm the genetic counselor at Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center, and I've been in that role for about six, seven years, but I've also been with the hospital for a good 12 years. So,
yeah, you're still a newbie.
Yeah.
I've talked to people who have been there 30 years.
Yeah, since the 70s. I started there in 1974.
Wow, that's Jackie Hale speaking.
Yes, and different roles over time, but this most recent role that we're here to talk with you about today, I've been doing since 1999.
Okay.
With the risk assessment program at the Cancer Center.
And you and I have talked about it before on the radio.
Yes, we have.
Down at WDVR.
Correct.
And here.
Yeah. Yes. But quite a few times. But I think it's an important thing to talk about. And one of the things I'll start out with is I want to thank you because you helped my wife.
It's been a little while ago, right?
Right. But she, when I said you were on today, she said, oh, tell her I said hello.
And you've got to tell her back because the one thing we get to do, we love working with families, and we get to remember our families and see them over time. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, my wife had cancer 25 years ago. So
yep,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. The people that we follow up with 10, 20, 25 years later or maybe see their family members.
Yeah. So
nieces, nephews.
And most recently, with the kind of work we do with the genetic testing and so on, we've had a lot of people coming back because things have changed over time.
Okay.
You know, different tests, new tests, recognition of new hereditary syndromes, different opportunities.
So then my first question is, should she come back and see you?
My first question is, does she want to?
I don't know. She always says that you guys saved her life.
Well, and you have children.
We do.
You have a daughter.
But
in particular.
We did the genetic, the blood test or something that was extremely expensive, if I remember correctly.
A lot of that has changed. The tests have changed. Insurances have gotten a lot better about coverage. Medicare covers if you meet the criteria for it.
Well, we're now on Medicare, so.
and I don't remember enough of the family history, but Medicare looks at age and looks at family history.
Well.
And lets us update testing.
Family history for my wife's mother's sister died in the 40s from breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My wife had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Her younger sister had her breast removed completely and rebuilt because she didn't want to take the chances.
Right.
But I know when we did the test that my wife didn't, I don't know, wasn't genetic. It was negative.
But that was the test from a few years ago.
So she should get another one?
If she's interested in
hearing more, it would be worth it.
Okay.
Things have changed a lot.
Now, if there's somebody out there that would like to, who would she call? Would she call you, Jackie, or call Rachel?
Either one of us.
And what number?
So my number, I'm Rachel. My number is 908-788-2566.
Okay.
And Jackie's number is 908-237-2330, extension 1.
Okay. You know what? I'll mention it to her when I get home.
Great.
Yeah.
She can always give you a call and you guys can tell her what.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I know she did say to say hello to you because I know you fought for her to get the thing done.
We worked hard to get that to happen.
Yeah, but it did work.
Yep.
And at the time, it came back negative. But you're saying things have changed.
There are new tests, additions to the tests that she had.
Okay.
And your daughter is old enough now that we suggest, you know, looking again to see if screening needs to happen earlier for the next generation.
Okay. I'll let you tell her that.
Absolutely.
I'll just say that she needs to give you a call.
Yep.
Perfect.
Now, what we're talking about here, and maybe we should explain it more, about genetic history and people carrying what is it, the cancer gene? Is that what it is? Or?
No, I'm going to let our genetic counselor, Rachel,
that one. I don't know. So fill me in.
What we've been talking about, and we did probably jump ahead a little bit. And that's okay.
But that's me.
That's okay.
That's why Kathleen has probably having a heart attack right now.
But to backtrack, we've been talking a little bit about genetic testing related to cancer risk. And part of what Jackie and I, and we have another colleague now whose name is Mary. Mary's also a nurse with our program. And the three of us work in the Family Risk Assessment Program at the Cancer Center.
Okay.
And a big part of our role is to look at families of people who've had cancer or people that have not had cancer, but there's a lot of cancer in their families.
Family. Yeah.
To try to get a better handle on whether or not in their family there is some inherited predisposition to cancer.
Okay.
And that actually is more rare than it is common. It's more the exception than the rule to have an inherited predisposition to cancer.
Really? I thought if it was in the family, that would be... Because, as I said, my wife's aunt died of breast cancer in her 40s. Mm-hmm. Of course, this was a long time ago before people were testing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's mother has never had a problem. That was her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But then my wife was diagnosed with cancer 25 years ago. So breast cancer.
And so you kind of assumed there was some connection.
And that's why her younger sister had her breast removed because she was just worried that it might be a part of.
And that's very similar, Richard, to a lot of the families that we see, people that come in for family histories like that. And although it's usually not hereditary, there are some families that do have inherited susceptibility to cancers.
Okay.
And there is genetic testing that we can offer. It's just a blood test. As Jackie mentioned, most insurance companies do cover that.
But at one time, it was pretty expensive.
And it still is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still is.
Some of the prices have come down a little bit. There's a lot more, there are more options, and so in essence, more competition now between labs. There used to be much variation in the labs that we could send to for testing. There is now. But it is still very expensive, much more than most people would want to or be able to pay out of pocket.
Sure.
But insurance companies are good about it. So we do offer this kind of testing, but we also speak to people. Not everybody that we see does the testing or chooses to have the testing done. One of the things that we also do is help people better define their cancer risks, even without any testing being done, just based on the family history itself. And in light of what we know, the family history or other personal risk factors, are there things that people can be doing differently in their own healthcare and their own screening? Should they start some of their screening tests earlier than most people would?
Okay.
Should they have more different kinds of screening tests than most people would? Are there medications that can reduce their risk? Are there surgeries that would be appropriate? You mentioned that for your sister-in-law. Other people have surgeries to minimize risk.
I've some celebrities have done that.
Yes.
And made it. But I think that's really radical. But
It's a very, very personal choice.
Sure.
And, you know, part of the job that we do is to counsel women to help determine for them. They work with us, we work with them, and they make the choice that's right for them. And for women who aren't interested in that kind of radical surgery, we offer MRI screening, screening every 6 months, medications that can reduce your risk of breast cancer.
Okay.
We find that it's dependent sometimes on where they are in life. You know, what's right for a 30-year-old woman isn't the same decision that's right for a 50-year-old woman. You know, many times your body image matters differently to you at different phases
now,
in life.
Because the cancer center wasn't there when my wife had cancer. In fact, Dr. Blankstein came the same year. So he always knows how long he's been there by when he sees her. When he sees my wife. But I talked to a doctor down at Fox, because I carried stuff and did a lot of running around.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a doctor at Fox Chase who said that cancer had probably been in her body all her life. Now, I don't know if that's been determined now that maybe that's not true.
I don't know that I've heard anybody make that kind of statement in the last few years. And a lot of that stems from the fact that they can look at the pathology, look at the cells, see how rapidly cells are dividing. So they'll know which is a more aggressive and which is a more dormant kind of change in the tumor development. So we do know that certain cancers, certain types of cells, certain cells that have receptors will develop differently than those that don't and at different rates.
And I'm going to do this right before I do the break. And I don't want to sound like a dirty little old man, but my wife had breast cancer. She'd had a mammogram and they didn't catch it. I was touching her breast and said, "What's this lump?" And she said, "Don't you think that feels a little different than normal?" I said, "Yes, it does." So that's how we, and she said, "So do I." So what I'm trying to make is that it's very important for people to do self-examinations too.
It's great that you both followed up on that. And and we support that too.
But it's good to do self-examinations. I don't want to sound like I'm being...
We encourage it. The American Cancer Society, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, the Susan G. Komen Foundations, a lot of the organizations have changed the way they make those recommendations about self-exam.
Also, I don't want people to think not to have a mammogram either.
Exactly, right. Because mammograms have changed over the years, too. You know, when your wife was diagnosed, we didn't have digital mammograms.
Well, yeah, 25 years ago.
We didn't have MRI screening.
Thanks. And I know from all the shows I do that even the medication after having is much easier than it used to be because she went through hell.
Yeah, the chemotherapy.
The chemo was terrible.
And it's still not a cakewalk, but it really has improved.
But I've heard it's better. And I don't want to get everybody's hopes up, but curing cancer is much better today than it was 25 years ago.
So much so that there's a lot of encouragement for developing long-term survivorship programs so that people know how to be screened after they've had treatment.
Sure.
What do you have to do differently? What may have put you a little more at risk for something differently because you've had a certain kind of treatment? So, yeah, we look a long time ahead and future screenings because of long-term cancer survivorship.
Okay, I got to take a break for the commercials. We'll be right back, and we'll get more into this whole thing because this is very important, and it's very important that people understand. Also, I really think that it's very important that everybody knows their own body.
Absolutely.
So, okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel,
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air. I'm here with Rachel Rando and Jackie Hale. And we're talking about family risk assessment, the family risk assessment program at the medical center. And the great thing, one of the things I've always liked, I've been doing the medical center shows now, I think, for 8 years, is the fact that the medical center seems to be so into prevention.
Absolutely.
This program is very much about prevention.
Yeah, stopping something before it happens.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep, absolutely.
And I think that's terrific, because it's good for employers, it's good for insurance companies, it's good for everybody, and it's good for the patient.
Absolutely. You know, the treatment is a lot easier if you've identified a cancer and discover it early. The treatment is easier, but nothing beats finding out you're at risk before it even happens to be able to prevent the cancer.
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Because, and I know chemo's not the greatest now, but it was terrible when my wife did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now they actually have different sort of techniques that they can look at the pathology. They can look at the tumor and determine in some instances what type of chemo will work and what won't.
Really?
So you won't be getting a chemo that's not going, that your tumor won't respond to.
And
it might work for somebody else with the exact same
cancer, but
it may not work for you as well, or your type might be slightly different from somebody else's type.
And we should mention that chemo is basically putting poison into your body.
Well, the chemo is designed to kill the cells.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, then your body's got to react to that too.
And you have to be in good shape to recover from it. You know, we really encourage people now. We have pre-treatment programs for exercise, nutrition. We encourage people to meet with our dietitians. Occupational therapy, exercise, believe it or not, no matter how fatigued you are, if you can get a bit of an exercise program in and continue to eat, keep yourself hydrated, you do better coming through. So we do have pre-assessment, if that's what someone would like to have, before they start their treatment.
I think, actually, you gave your numbers. We should give them again, because if there's anybody listening and they've got any questions at all, maybe they don't have cancer, or maybe they don't even have a chance.
Right.
But why worry about it?
Exactly. Sure. Call and ask.
So if you want to call Rachel, it's 788-2566. If you want to call Jackie Hale, it's 237-2330, extension 1.
Mm-hmm.
And people can just call Richard. People don't need to have a referral from their physician necessarily. A lot of people do, but it's not required. They can just, if they've heard the show on the radio and they have some concerns and questions, they can just call.
Yeah.
It doesn't do your body any good to sit out there and worry.
Correct. No, and we believe so strongly in prevention that we this year initiated a new program that we ask family histories in detail at the time of mammography at Women's Imaging, the Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center.
Okay.
And we offer them the opportunity to then get in touch with us, or we can contact them to talk more about the family history, if it looks as though there is something different we can be doing.
Okay.
So that's how strongly Hunterdon supports prevention. We'll look at your family history before there's even a diagnosis.
Well, see, if I would have known, I mean, I had heart surgery 16 years ago. All my cousins died from heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure and high cholesterol runs in my family. If I'd have known that when I was younger, I could have changed my whole lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And not had to have surgeries.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I changed it afterwards, but I would have not had to have that if I would have known ahead of time.
Correct.
And tell you the truth, I mean, I've done them, but I don't want to do it again.
No.
And, you know, it's a lot easier to change what you eat. Right. And how you do things.
Make those changes before you have to deal with surgeries and treatments.
The other thing is, I don't think people years ago thought about nutrition the way people think about
it
today.
It's very important.
I think they came out of the Depression. I remember my mother always saying, eat everything on your plate, you know, and all that. I don't think anybody thought about nutrition. And now it's extremely important for a lot of functions on your body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's almost time. We got a couple of minutes before I got to go to the news.
Okay.
So what else do we need to talk about here?
One of the things I'd like to throw in is that
we've
been focusing a lot on breast cancer.
And only because I got onto that subject.
And that's okay. And we do see a lot of people who are concerned about their risk for breast cancer, but our program is not breast cancer specific.
Sure.
We do see people.
And we should explain. I only did that because that's what I was familiar with.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But anybody out there listening, my wife had it, and that's what I was familiar with. But there's a lot of other cancers besides breast cancer.
That's right. And some of the others can be hereditary, just like breast cancer can be hereditary. So
okay. We
see people because they're concerned about colon cancer in their family or uterine cancer or ovarian cancer or pancreatic cancer, really pretty much anything, you know, whatever your concerns are. There are many cancers that can be hereditary, many that even if they're not strictly hereditary, if there's enough of it in your family, maybe we will recommend screening you differently. For example, with colonoscopies, that's an easy one to screen for. It's a great example of where screening can make a huge difference.
Sure.
Because it's also preventive. So we really, it's a pretty comprehensive program where we'll talk to people about all different kinds of cancers.
One of the things I want to try to get across also, if someone is diagnosed with some cancer, normally you've got time to make decisions on what to do. I think people get crazy and go, get it out of me right now.
And we encourage people to take their time making the decision.
Sure.
You know, because it impacts your long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And if a surgeon, for instance, finds a breast lump in a woman and thinks that genetic testing might impact on her care, whether or not she'd have a mastectomy or a lumpectomy, there's time to get the test before the definitive surgery happens.
And a lot of our patients find that coming to us and doing the genetic testing is just one piece of getting all of the ducks in a row and all of the workup and evaluation that they need prior to their treatment for breast or colon or other cancers. It happens a lot with breast cancer, but they might be getting genetic testing with us. They may be getting an MRI. They might be having other imaging done, other blood work. And then when all of those pieces are back in place and their physicians have all of that information, then they can make a plan.
So basically, you're putting together a puzzle.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to be different.
Correct.
Everyone's going to be different.
Right.
Which must make it interesting in a way.
Always. It's fascinating. It's always interesting. No day is ever the same with what we do. Even if we talk about similar issues, you know, from one family to the next, even if we're testing for the same things, everybody's individual personal situation is different from the person that we spoke to before or after.
Sure.
And it's always different, and it is interesting.
And many times our information impacts many family members, not just the patient.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
And a lot of people come to us and may pursue testing more for the benefit of their children than for themselves, even though it will impact them as well. Many times they say, well, I'm really more concerned about my children. They're getting into their 30s. They're starting to think about having children of their own. My daughters are old enough to do breast screening now. My son's getting to be the age that, you know, his uncle was when he had colon cancer. So all of those family issues come to mind.
Okay, I got to take a break for the news.
Very good.
We'll be right back after that. I've got a big question to ask you about adoption.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Republicans in Congress aren't welcoming the $4 trillion budget that was sent their way today by President Barack Obama. House Speaker John Boehner says the president is advocating more spending, more taxes, and more debt. And he adds a proposal that never balances is not a serious plan for America's fiscal future. Obama wants to boost taxes on higher-income Americans and on corporations, and he wants to get rid of tight federal spending caps to send more money toward domestic and military programs. U.S. stocks have turned higher in midday trading, led by gains in energy companies. ExxonMobil rose 1.5% after its earnings came in ahead of what investors were expecting. The gains were broad, all 10 sectors in the S&P 500 index rose. State television in Iran says the Islamic Republic has launched a new satellite into space, its fourth in recent years to orbit the Earth. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The New England Patriots are heading home after their 28-24 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. The team tweeted that it will be leaving Arizona and arriving at Boston's Logan International Airport around 7 p.m. Monday. The Patriots return to a region weathering another major snowstorm, expected to bring about another foot of snow. The organization says it hopes to have the team down at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough by 8 p.m. Boston Mayor Martin Walsh says a parade through downtown Boston will kick off at 11 a.m. Tuesday from the Prudential Center and end at City Hall. A Phoenix man has pleaded not guilty to murder and other charges in two cold case killings from the early 90s. Brian Patrick Miller was arrested January 13th in the killings of two women. Police say recently collected DNA evidence linked 42-year-old Miller to the deaths. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
One New Hampshire town full of New England Patriots fans might be buried under snow this week after a fire late Friday night destroyed their fleet of snowplows. USA's Cub Buning has the story.
With the year's biggest snowstorm heading directly for New England, the town of Henniker, New Hampshire is in a bit of a bind. Here's Chief Steve Burritt of the Henniker Fire Department on the current situation and the help they are getting.
Five of the town's five large snowplow trucks are gone, and the road grader. New Hampshire DOT has provided several, and I don't know the exact number, I think it's somewhere between three and five, snowplow trucks with plows and wings and sanders ready to go.
The fire alarm did go off in the building, but heavy smoke and flames made a rescue impossible. In addition, the building was not equipped with a sprinkler system. Monday's forecast in the area calls for up to a foot of snow. I'm Cub Buning.
Punxsutawney Phil, the American groundhog famous for his weather predictions, saw his shadow after emerging from his burrow atop Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania on Monday, forecasting six more weeks of winter.
Phil's prediction came about 7:25 Eastern Time on the western Pennsylvania borough of Punxsutawney, where some of his audience chanted six more weeks, as they waited. The history of groundhogs, also known as woodchucks, as weather prognosticators in the United States, dates back to the 1800s, according to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's website. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature is still the same here in beautiful downtown Flemington. It's 27 degrees. Today we're looking late afternoon. They're saying a 40% chance of snow. I don't know if we're going to get that or not. It looked pretty clear out there when I was looking before. Tonight, a blustery night with a low of 10. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 23. Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low of 13. And a slight chance of snow on Wednesday, though I'm getting too far ahead because this changes constantly, but a high of 40 on Wednesday. And I'm back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm here with Rachel Rando and Jackie Hale. I did say Rando, right?
Yeah.
It's really hard not to say Rambo.
I get that sometimes.
I'll bet. And we're talking about the Family Risk Assessment Program. And this is basically a program designed to talk about if you've got cancer or cancer in your families and find out if there's a possibility that runs through the family. And so maybe solve those problems.
Right, and now, see what we can do about it.
Now, my question is, I have an adopted son, so there's nothing we can do about him, right?
Given the understanding...
Because we don't know anything about his past.
You can't look at the past. You wouldn't be able to do anything with past family history.
Right.
But occasionally there are circumstances where there are non-cancerous conditions that we can identify may be associated with a hereditary problem, or a person who's had a cancer diagnosis can still sometimes have genetic testing for the sake of the future generations.
Sure. Okay.
So if, you know, understanding that it's Korea, if we had a young Korean woman who had breast cancer, but she had two little children and she was concerned for the sake of her future of her children.
Sure.
She could certainly undergo testing. And the insurance companies understand that physical features and the tumor itself can dictate genetic testing as well as family history.
Because it is tough having a child that mm-hmm. really has no past.
Yeah, you don't know what to prepare yourselves for, to prepare him to prevent.
Right. Now, he's 27. He's probably he's too young for a colonoscopy yet.
Yeah, and there would be no reason.
Yeah.
But if there were symptoms, or if, for instance, there was a colonoscopy and there was some cancers of concern, or ulcerative or precancerous conditions, polyps of concern, or ulcerative colitis, those are things that we can talk about prevention for the future.
Okay.
You know, so that's the case where, or if say he had more than 10 polyps, that would warrant genetic testing.
Okay.
So there are things that an individual should still be reporting to us, even if they don't know a family history.
And sometimes, even when a family adopts a child or multiple children and may not have much detail about that child's biological family, sometimes there's just enough to still warrant some testing.
So, for example, sometimes knowing the ethnic background makes a difference. We know with some of the gene mutations associated with breast and ovarian cancer, we see those mutations more frequently in families with Eastern European Jewish ancestry.
Okay.
So if somebody adopted a child and knows that the parents were Jewish, that in itself could be enough for that adopted child down the road to pursue genetic testing.
See, we have nothing. We have nothing.
Right. And many times there's nothing. Sometimes, though, even without a lot of detail, there's a little something.
Supposedly.
Someone may know that, even without detail, may know, well, this child is being placed for adoption because all we know is that both parents died of cancer. So, again, we have a little bit to work with.
All we know is his mother was 20. She had an affair with a soldier, got pregnant, out of wedlock, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, we don't even know if she gave her right name.
Right, right.
I mean, it's if we try to go back and look up and the name, we may not find anything either.
A lot of what we do, as you said, you referred before to the puzzle piecing, and we were talking largely about people with a cancer diagnosis, but a lot of what we do with people who have not had cancers is puzzle piecing, too, in putting together family history and any other clues and cues and red flags about increased risk. So there might be things, as Jackie said, things about somebody's own personal history. So we do a lot of retrospective work looking at people's history.
Sure.
But for somebody like your son, he needs to be more proactive prospectively, looking from here forward, paying attention to his healthcare, his screenings, his diet, his, you know, everything. And if there are any little subtle features or red flags or risk factors, he needs to make sure to have those addressed.
Well, when it comes to diet, this kid is so into not eating. I think when he was in high school, he quit eating McDonald's.
Oh,
that's not a bad thing. Yeah.
He talked his friends into going to have sushi with him.
Good.
And they used to stop after school and have sushi. He eats, though he could eat anything in the world and doesn't gain any weight because he's constantly active.
Mm-hmm.
He probably only has 1% fat on his whole body. He's all muscle.
Man.
But
that's all that work he's been doing. Yeah.
Well, that's all that Taekwondo and everything. Right. He constantly works out. He runs. He'll run 10 miles and say, well, that was a little.
Just a little jog.
Yeah. And he gets on his bike and takes off. But he watches.
Next year we have to recruit him for Fit for Cancer.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe. I'll tell you what, he could. I'm not bragging because he's my son. He's just incredible. I just watch him and see what he does. And he just. So I'm not as concerned about him.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel bad because he has no history
to
back it up.
Yeah, it's hard having that unknown and not knowing what's there.
Yeah, that's tough. And we should explain again, what you guys do is basically do a genetic
profile
of a person to see if there's a possibility that they could have some kind of cancer. I threw it off when we started because my wife had breast cancer, but it could be any cancer.
It could be any. And our genetic profile, quote unquote, is limited and specific to mostly cancer. I mean, we take a very detailed 3-generation family history. We ask about a lot of things, not just cancers, but we're not testing all of people's genes. You know, we have 25 or 30,000 different genes, just so that I don't want people to have any misunderstandings if we use that term genetic profile, we're not doing a complete test of someone's entire genome and looking at the genes related to heart disease or diabetes or Alzheimer's. Our testing is pretty specific to cancers, though we will sometimes facilitate testing for other concerns in the family, or will very gladly help to connect somebody who's concerned about a different genetic or hereditary risk to another facility that may do more of that than we do currently.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's a lead into something that I'd like to be able to say here and get out there.
Okay.
Which is the testing. You've mentioned a couple times that the testing that we do can be quite expensive.
Yes.
And we talk about insurances covering it and so on. It is very, very different and very much more accurate than, say, doing a profile through Ancestry.com or 23andMe or any of those others.
And I'll tell you what, Ancestry.com can be very expensive also.
Mm-hmm. But it looks at the human gene patterns and the formation and the snippets and the SNPs, and it looks at everything very, very differently, and it is a much more accurate test. There can be a misconception out there by some women in particular that if they've had the commercial or the direct-to-consumer genetic testing, that they've had adequate breast cancer testing, and that is not an accurate assumption.
Right.
Now, is breast cancer the most prevalent cancer that you guys see, or there's this, what's it?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
So when I started with breast cancer, I wasn't that far off.
You were fine. Okay. It's the most common female cancer, and it's the big portion of what we see at Hunterdon. As long as you keep it in perspective, I would say probably basal cell skin cancer and some of the other skin cancers are more prevalent, but they're also perceived and treated and managed quite differently, you know.
Okay.
A little surgical excision and usually that's it. And some people can have three or four basal cells. So that's a prevalent cancer. But as far as a cancer needing treatment, radiation, chemotherapy, that sort of thing, for women, breast is right up there.
I knew a guy who was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get things on his face and have them removed.
Constantly.
Yes.
Pretty common here in Hunterdon County.
And well, this guy lived in Indiana, but he was outside in the farm all day long in the sun.
Yeah, and there's a clear example where environmental exposures are your number one risk.
Sure. Right. And it's really tough to be a farmer and not go outside, so.
That's for sure.
You got to do it. I got to take a quick break for some messages and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between, remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of AssureShred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped AssureShred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air. My name is Richard G., and I'm here with Rachel Rando. I keep thinking I'm going to say Rambo. I don't know.
Thanks for checking.
And Jackie Hale. And we're talking about the Family Risk Assessment Program, which I think is a terrific program. You guys ought to be really happy that you're involved in this.
We both love our job.
That's what I was just going to say, too. We both really like doing what we're doing and feel that it does have value and benefit for people.
Now, we started out the program, I talked about my wife having breast cancer, but we ought to talk about men can have breast cancer, too.
Men can have breast cancer. It's a much more rare animal, but it's out there. We have seen plenty of men at our cancer center with breast cancer. It definitely can happen. And, you know, with some of these hereditary predispositions that we've been talking about, some men have a much higher risk for breast cancer than others. And it's important for them to be screened appropriately.
Be screened and also self-exam.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if there is a gene mutation, men can pass it on just as the women pass it on. The breast cancer gene mutations that we talk about aren't on the X or Y chromosome. So 50% of the gene mutations are passed on through the male line, and 50% are passed on through the female line.
Can be passed on right to the child.
That's right.
You know, and even a male who is not known to be at high risk, you know, if you're out there and you feel something in the chest area and you think, oh, I just bumped myself, you know, keep in mind that men can get breast cancer. And as women, it's really ingrained in us. If we feel a lump, boom, we go to the doctor, we have that checked.
Right.
Men are not accustomed to thinking that way, but it is important to pay attention to any change, any lump in your body like that.
And I think men are not accustomed to checking things out.
Generally not as much as women.
Yeah. I think women women will self-exam much easier than men do.
We were speaking during the break, too, about other cancers that men and women can get and how that relates to our program and people that we see. And we see plenty of men patients in addition to the females that we see, men who are at increased risk for colon cancer or pancreatic or prostate cancer or kidney cancer. So all of the information that we talk about really is important for men and women and their family members.
And I just want to mention it one more time. If you're out there and you've got any questions, you can call Rachel at 908-788-2566, or you can call Jackie Hale at 908-237-233-2330, extension 1. And just ask.
Just ask.
That's perfect.
Say, I'm concerned.
Yep.
That's all it takes.
Because I tell you, if you're out there worrying about something, it's going to mess up your body just as bad.
I'm a big believer that stress can take a terrible toll on our health.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. I think it's more important to check things out and get it out in the open.
Mm-hmm. And there are people that have, I mean, if people have risk factors, they have the risks, whether they choose to find out or not. And once you know about these things, sometimes you go through the process and find out, wow, maybe I'm really not as much high risk as I thought. And that's a good thing to learn.
Sure.
But for the people that do learn they're at increased risk, knowing about it can then enable you to take some steps to change your health care, to change your screenings, and do something different and maybe change the outcome that you would have faced down the road.
If I would have known I had the risk of having a heart problem, I would have stopped eating those four-legged animals a lot sooner than I did and stay away from a lot of that cheese and stuff like that raised my cholesterol. But I had no idea. And those kind of things, along with some early cancers, you can't feel.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
You can't feel. I can't tell about my blood pressure or my cholesterol unless I get a blood test.
Exactly. So, and as you said, an ounce of prevention is well worth it. Definitely well worth it.
Could have saved me a lot of pain.
Yeah,
I could have. It really could have. Though I learned a lot at the same time. I'm the type of person, when I do something, I've got to find out what's going on around me constantly. Mm-hmm. But did we miss anything? Because we're down to like 2 minutes.
Well,
did we miss anything that we really should be telling people?
Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to check it out.
I think a lot of people are afraid to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just give a call.
And the other thing is, remember, we don't make you do anything. One of the downsides of the celebrities who have had mastectomies and other surgeries, and so one of the downsides is some women perceive that that's the recommendation that everybody has to do.
And you're going to be forced to do it.
Right. You know, if they find a gene mutation, they're going to make me have my breasts removed. That is not the case. It's a very individualized decision. And there is a lot of screening and prevention we can do. And here in Hunterdon County in particular, I think we have fewer women who opt for risk reduction mastectomy right off the bat. They give it time to think about it. If they want it, it's when the time is right.
And I mentioned it before. That's the other thing. If you find out there's something, most likely you had the time to make decisions.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
It's not going to eat you up that quick.
That is correct.
And even, you know, even the testing is something that's not an automatic or required part of the assessment program and the assessment process. We don't make people have testing.
Okay.
We put the information out there. Some people choose to have the testing, and some people don't. That's all fine. And then once those results come, if someone's at high risk for breast cancer, some people choose that mastectomy and some people don't. So there are... there's a lot of decision-making and autonomy at every step of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really individualized and tailored to what is important to that particular patient.
Sure. And that's very important also. I like that whole idea. I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you, Richard, for having us.
It was nice seeing you again.
Always.
Seeing both of you.
Always.
Good to be here. Thanks.
And... I probably won't see it for a year.
You know,
we cycle around once a year. Yeah,
well, you've got that number.
I've got the phone number. I'm going to have my wife give you a call.
Great. I'd love to see her again. Yes.
Yeah, I'll have her call Jackie. She remembers Jackie because Jackie. I'll say it on the air. My wife's insurance didn't want to deal with it, and you got him to do it.
We fight. We
you
go
got
to
him
bat.
To do it.
Yeah,
they didn't want to pay the money.
We still fight those fights. Yeah.
Jackie's still good at it.
Yeah.
And you did it.
She spent her whole day doing that today.
Yeah,
oh, yeah?
Today was devoted to doing insurance issues. So,
because like I said, when you were coming on the air, she said, oh, make sure you tell her I said hello.
Absolutely. So, say hi
so
back.
I will give her your number and say, ask her to give you a call so you can talk with her.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay. That's going to end our programming for today because of the weather. George Ann Trinkle won't be here, and neither will Ruth Ann. So I'm going to be going off to the Daily Rewind. I want to thank everybody for listening, and please listen tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness.
You're listening to
another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living
with
mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child.
Of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The compulsion and gamblers really have a difficult time stopping.
The impact of those hooked on gambling comes in the number of calls made to addiction centers right after the Super Bowl when those afflicted realize what they've done. I'm John Clemens.
Police searching for a person of interest after five people were found murdered inside a West Georgia home. The Troup County Sheriff's Office says investigators are looking for a 26-year-old man who may be driving an olive green Mazda Tribute. This is USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds